带来的扭曲。
从疫情开始发生，从三月中旬我们开始在网上聚会，到今天已经差不多将近四个月。
From the beginning, when the epidemic first came about in the mid-March to today, we've been meeting like this virtually for about 4 months.
我们说需要求神怜悯这个地上的人。
We ask of God to have mercy on those of us, on people of the world.
因为许多人因着这个疫情呢，失去了生命，失去了工作。
Because many have lost their livelihoods as a result of this epidemic.
活在许多恐惧不安的里面。
They are living in fear and anxiety.
那么求神来怜悯地上的教会。
We ask God to have mercy on His church.
因为我们知道这样的聚会方式虽然是神允许的，但是我想那不是神心意的一个聚会方式。
We know that meeting together, even like this, pleases the Lord, but we know this is not how He originally intended us to meet.
所以我们实在也需要祷告神，我盼望能够疫情能够尽快的过去，然后叫各地的教会弟兄姊妹能够恢复正常的聚会方式。
So we pray that the Lord may cause the pandemic to pass quickly so we may return to meeting as
well. 让我们经过这些事情的时候真的能够更多认识神的心意。
Well, we hope that through all these experiences and difficulties, we may be able to better understand the will of God.
让地上的人看见是在地上任何可怕的事情都会发生。
We all see that many terrible, terrifying things can happen on this earth.
让他们有心来回转来认识寻求神。
We pray that through these experiences they may come to repentance and come to know the Lord.
也许这不过是一个灾难起头就是。
This may be just the beginning of disasters.
因此让地上教会神恩典我们看见主要来日子近了。
And it's a reminder to us as children thatThe day of the Lord's return draws near.
好像我们知道如何生活在地上，得他的喜悦。
May we know how to live on this earth and to please Him.
那么早晨的耶和弟兄姊妹继续来看约翰福音。
This morning, I'd like to continue sharing on the Gospel of John.
那请我们先翻到约翰福音十四章。
Let's first turn to John chapter 14.
十六节到二十节。
Verses 16 to 20.
约翰福音十四章十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever.
这是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
That is the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. It does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. As I live, you will live also.
到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
In that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me, I am.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节。但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
The Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
再读十五章。
Now let's turn to John chapter 15.
十五章十八节到十九节。
John chapter 15, verse 18 to 19.
世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以前已经恨我了。
If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的，只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选你们，所以世界就恨你们。
If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you.
26节。
Verse
20. 我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。26节。15章26节。
哦、oh, 15章26
节。26节。
When the advocate comes, I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father. He will testify about me.
我们再从16章第一节读到15节。
And
16章第一节到15节。
John chapter 16, verses 1 to 15.
我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。
These things I have spoken to you so that you may be kept from stumbling.
人要把你们赶出会堂，并且时候将到，凡杀你们的就以为是侍奉神。
They will make you outcast from the synagogue. But an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering service to God.
他们这样行是因为未曾认识父，也未曾认识我。
These things they will do because they have not known the Father or me.
我将这事告诉你们，是叫你们到了时候可以想起我对你们说过了。我起先没有将这事告诉你们，因为我与你们同在。
But these things I have spoken to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them. These things I did say to you at the beginning, because I was with you.
现在我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我，你往哪里去。
But now I'm going to him who sent me.None of you asked me, where are you going?
只因我将这事告诉你们，你们就满心忧愁。
Because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，他就差他来。
I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. Right? If I do not go away,The helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you.
他既来了，就要叫世人畏罪、畏义、畏审判，责备自己，责备自己。
And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
畏罪是因他们不信我，畏义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me.
为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。
And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, and he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, disclose to you what is to come.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将受益我的告诉你们。
He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you.
凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将受益我的告诉你们。
All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you.
我们圣经就暂时读到这，请低头下面简单祷告。
Let's have a short word of prayer.
主早晨，我们要靠着你恩典来到你施来做前。
Lord, this morning we come before your throne.By your grace.
接着每次来到你面前，我们真愿意是再次把我们内心的感受来感谢来归给你。
Every time we come before you, we lift up thanks in our hearts.
每次想到我们在你面前所蒙受恩典是何等大。
Lord, the grace that you have bestowed upon us is so great.
你不仅为我们罪被钉在十字架上。
Not only were you nailed to the cross for our sin.
将罪得赦免，更是把他永远的生命赐给我们。
You've taken away our sins and given us eternal life.
今天更是把圣灵宝惠师赐给我们住在我们里面。
Today you give us the helper which dwells within us.
我们今天在地上不孤单，因为圣灵永远与我们同在。
So that we are not alone, but the Spirit is always with us.
圣灵凡事来带领我们，凡事来指导我们该走的道路。
The Spirit will teach us and lead us in all things.
因此让学习常常活在圣灵里面，活在生命里面。
So that is why we must continue to learn how to abide and live by the Spirit.
好，叫你能够按照你所喜悦的来带领我们在地上的生活。
Lord, may you lead us according to the one who you love.
因此早晨当众弟兄姊妹一同来到你跟前的时候，我们愿意抬起我们头来仰望你。
Lord, as we gather before your feet, may we lift up our heads to behold you.
早晨仍然按着你丰盛恩典来向你的教会说话。
In your grace, Lord, may you speak to your church this morning.
让里面有一个柔软心来接受你所栽种的道。
Lord, may our hearts be fertile to receive the seed of your word.
叫这些话成为我们生命的经历，成为我们每天的力量。
May your word become our personal experience and our power each day.
我们感谢主，说不尽的恩典，常有机会临到你的教会。
Lord, thank you, Lord, for all the grace and mercy you have bestowed upon your church.
我叫你教会在地上真是能够活在你丰富的里面，过地上的日子来见证荣耀主自己。
Lord, may your church live in your fullness and testify each day of you yourself.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray this, Lord, in your son Jesus, your son's name, Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那早晨呢，愿和弟兄姊妹继续来看约翰福音。
Brothers and sisters, this morning we'll continue looking at the Gospel of John.
我们说约翰福音，到十二章末了的时候，到十二章的时候，在那记载，那是主耶稣最后一次上耶路撒冷过节。
Up to the chapter, up to chapter 12, it records Jesus' last, trip to Jerusalem.
这是主耶稣在地上生活最后一周。
This was, it chronicles Jesus' last week on earth.
主很很快他就行完地上路程，他被捉拿，被钉十字架，要成就神救赎的工作。
Jesus was about to finish his ministry on earth, be captured on the cross, finish the work.
主在地上有三年半的时间，在犹太人当中传道，在那里行了许多神迹奇事。
During Jesus' ministry, in the last 3.5 years of his life, he effected many miracles amongst the Jews.
但是很可惜，他们仍然不相信他。
But what a shame, they did not come to believe.
所以最后呢，主就离开他们隐藏了。
So then the Lord left them and hid himself.
这是约翰福音十二章末了告诉我们的话。
This is what the end of John chapter 12 tells us.
所以从十三章到十六章呢，主耶稣就不公开向人讲话，只在门徒当中说话。
From John chapter 13 and 16, the Lord Jesus no longer speaks publicly, but only to his disciples in private.
所以从约翰福音三章到十六章，主耶稣对门徒讲了一段非常长的话。
So Jesus spoke a very long message to his disciples from chapter 13 to 16.
主在那里告诉他们说，还有不多的时候与他们同在。
The Lord told them that his time with them was drawing to a close.
他要去的地方呢，门徒他们现在不能去。
Where he is going, disciples could not follow.
门徒听见这样话的时候，他们就非常忧愁。
And when disciples heard this, they were filled with sorrow.
那十四章我们看见主在就在那安慰他们。
We see in chapter 14 of John, the Lord is trying to console them.
告诉他们说，我去也是为你们预备地方。
Tell them, if I go, I prepare a place for you.
我去还要再来要接你们到我那里去。
I will come again and receive you to myself.
并且在十四章那里也说他说我要求父另外赐给你们一个保惠师叫他与你们同在。
The Lord said also in chapter 14, I'll ask the Father, he will give you another helper, and he may be with you forever.
就是真理的圣灵。
That is the spirit of truth.
是世人不能接受的，因为他们看不见他，也不认识他。
The world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him.
而你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
然后在那又说呢，这位保卫是圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And further said that the Spirit of Truth, Holy Spirit, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said.
这是主第一次讲到圣灵、保惠师、真理的圣灵。
This is the first time where Jesus mentions the Holy Spirit, the Helper.
他要住在人里面，与人永远同在。
Who will abide in man and will be with us forever.
所以主说，我不撇下你们，我已孤我，我必到你们这里来。
So the Lord says, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you.
主说我还有不多时候与你们同在，但是他来的时候，他要住在你们里面，他永远与你们同在。
After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, and I live in you also.
原来主再来的时候，乃是借着圣灵住在门徒相信他的人里面，与他们永远同在。
So when the Lord comes again, he will come again through the Spirit that he has placed and to abide forever.
我们看见这是一个新的一个时代开始，是神工作进到很快要进到另外一个阶段。
We see that this is a chapter drawing to a close and a new chapter about to begin.
进到一个新的时代就是圣灵的时代。
It's entering into a new era now, the era of the Holy Spirit.
人和主的关系不再是个外面肉身的关系。
And man's relationship with God is no longer one of outward flesh.
是里面的关系，是一个在圣灵里面是一种生命的关系。
But it's a relationship of the inner spirit, of the Holy Spirit.
人也不再凭外貌而认识主。
And man will no longer come to know the Lord.Externally.
人乃是在里面，在灵的里面认识主。
But they will come to know God, come to know the Lord through the Spirit that resides.
到了第十六章呢，主继续在讲到圣灵这件事情。
And from chapter 16, the Lord continues talking about the Holy Spirit.
讲到圣灵来的时候，他的工作是什么？他工作目的是什么
？Talks about what the mission of the Holy Spirit is coming to earth.
我们知道今天在基础当中，许多人对圣灵的工作，还有一些人一些外面的表现，许多不同的解释，许多不同的看法。
You know, there are many interpretations on what the Holy Spirit is, how he expresses himself through people.
有时候因着不同的看法，常常会引起一些争论。
Because of these different interpretations, we often come to blows.
但是若是我们回到圣经神的话，
If we go back to the Bible, the Word of God,
我们看主他亲自怎样来说到圣灵这件事情。
The Lord specifically tells us Himself on the matter of the Holy Spirit.
他怎样说到圣灵来的时候，他的工作是什么？他的目的是什么
？He tells us specifically why the Holy Spirit has come and what His objective.
若是我们从主所说话里面，我们再回头来看今天人在地上对圣灵这件事情的认识，或说他们所谓的对一些圣灵经历的一些表现。
So today we will look at the Holy Spirit today and in regards to how it has been expressed or how people have interpreted the Holy Spirit today on this earth.
或是人在那里所做一些事情是不是合乎神的真理？
We'll look and see how these expressions do expressions and whether they are in line with God's heart. They will be looking and looking over spiritual things.
不是根据人的经历如何，也不是人对那些经历的感受如何。
The benchmark isn't human experience.
乃是根据神的话。
But the benchmark is God's word.
因为人的经历常常因着环境的改变也会改变。
Because people's experience will change as they grow, as they experience the Lord more.
人的感受也常常因着人属灵光景的改变，感受也会不一样。
And how someone feels and experiences also, it depends on their own spiritual condition at the time.
但是我们知道神的话是永远不改变的。
We know that God's word never changes.
神的话不会因着环境改变，也不会因着人的光景改变，感受不一样而改变。
God's word will not change because of its environment. It will not change because we feel different.
神的话是永远不改变的。
God's word is immutable.
所以这是我们从主耶稣在约翰福音里面讲到论到圣灵这件事情的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit in John,
从主的所说话里面，我们就能分辨。
We can discern based on what the Lord has said. John.
今天人所谓许多属圣灵的经历、属灵的经历，是不是出于主自己？
We can ask ourselves, has the experiences that people have gone through on account of the Holy Spirit, or valid?
是不是圣灵所要做的？
Is it valid in terms of, is this what the Holy Spirit plans to do? Is this his objective?
我想主耶稣在约翰福音14章、15章、16章三个地方所提到圣灵都所说的关于圣灵的事情都非常简单、非常清楚。
In my estimation, how the Lord talks about the Holy Spirit in chapters 14 and 16 is very easy and clear to understand.
对，就是我们能够稍微明白主耶稣在这里所说的这些话，自然而然对圣灵就有一些比较清楚的一个认识和态度。
We can just understand a little bit of what the Lord is saying here. We would have a much precise and accurate attitude and mentality in regards to what the Holy Spirit does.
就不会因着人一些经历，我们受到一些影响，受到甚至落到一些困惑里面。
So we will not be confused by some of the experiences that we hear from other people about the Holy Spirit.
那早晨我们应该从约翰福音十六章这里来看到主耶稣如何讲到圣灵这件事情。
So today we're going to look at chapter 16 of John and what the Lord says himself about the Holy Spirit.
十六章一开头，主在说：“我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。”
The very beginning in verse 1, chapter 16, the Lord says, "These things I have spoken to you, that you may be kept from stumbling."
主告诉门徒哪些事情呢？
What has the Lord told the disciples?
从眼的看，可以说从十三章末了那开始所说的话。
We can see this in the end of chapter 13.
一经一点话也可以说是主耶稣在十五章末了所说的话。
Now you can also see this at the end of John chapter 15.
因为十五章刚我们读到主在那里对门徒说：“世人要恨你们，你们知道恨你们以前已经恨了我。”
We read before the John chapter 15 that the world hates you. You know that it's hated me before it hated you.
因为你们不属世界，我是把你们从世界里面拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
If you are of the world, the world will love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you.
主在这里告诉门徒说，恨你世界恨你们以前，他已经先恨了我。
Lord says here that the world hates you, but it hated him first.
主也说，仆人不能大于主人。若是他们逼迫我们的主人，自然而然他也逼迫那些相信他、跟随他、服侍他的人。
The Lord said, "A slave is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will also persecute you."
所以在这里我们看见门徒，当主耶稣离开他们以后呢，在这里有一个逼迫呢，是从世界而来的一个逼迫。
So we see that after the Lord departs from the disciples, this persecution that comes to the unto disciples is from the world.
十六章在这里讲到另外一种逼迫呢，是从宗教世界来中逼迫。
Chapter 26 talks about another persecution from the world, from religion.
人要把你们赶出会堂，并且时候将到，凡杀你们就以为侍奉神。
He said they will drive you out of the synagogue. They will think that killing you is offering a service to God.
所以主将这些事情告诉他们，就是当这些事情临到他们身上的时候，他们不会。
So the Lord prefaced and said this to them, that I tell you these things so you may not stumble.
因为我们知道，当一个人遇到一件事情，遭遇到一些事情的时候，
So we know that when someone encounters a difficult situation,
有时候那些事情是我们未曾想到的，或是感觉这种事情不可能发生的事情。
It often is a situation where we do not expect her or even thought that it couldn't possibly happen to us.
那我想这些事情都是指的比较不好的，那些比较艰难，然后说一些灾难临到人身上的时候。
These situations speak more to that of the disasters or difficult or trying times that someone encounters.
人心里会惧怕，人不知道该如何来面对。
when they encounter such things, people often get grow fearful. They don't know what to do.
因为那些事情是突发的，那些事你是从来没有想到会发生，会遭遇到，会临到我们身上。
So these things often happen unexpectedly, things that we never thought would happen to us.
所以自然啊，当这些事情遇到的时候呢，我们会受到一些冲击，我们信心也会受到一些影响。
When we're in these type of situations, maybe we're shocked or we don't know what to do, we're at a loss.
而就跌倒了。
And then, as a result, we stumble.
但是若是我们事先知道有一些事情会发生，
But if we know ahead of time that certain things will come to pass,
迟早会发生的，并且我们也会遇到那些事情。
It's something that will happen eventually, and that we will definitely encounter it sooner or later.
虽然不知道什么时候会发生，但是我们知道那些事情一定会发生的。
Even though we may not know exactly when it will happen, we know that it will definitely happen.
自然我们里面就有一个心理的预备了。
If we know this beforehand, we will be able to mentally prepare.
当事情临到的时候，因着我们心中已经有一个预备了，所以我们所受冲击感会 很小，或者说甚至不受它影响。
We're mentally prepared, and when this situation does happen, the shock or the fear will be minimized.
并且知道如何来面对它，来处理它。
We would know how to deal with that situation.
So, 弟兄姊妹，在这里我们就看见一件非常重要的属灵原则。
So, brothers and sisters, we see here a very important spiritual principle.
我们怎样在地上能够过一个比较稳定的一个属灵生活呢？
How are we to live a stable and a stable spiritual life on this earth?
不至于一些事情发生。在我们身上的时候，我们就受打击，受搅扰，我们信心就软弱而跌倒。
Whenever we come in contact, we encounter difficult times, our faith takes blows and we stumble.
所以主在这里也是事先把这些要发生的事情预先告诉门徒。
So the Lord here spoke these things to disciples ahead of time.
而当事情临到的时候，他们就不会跌倒。
So when they encounter these situations, they would not stumble.
因为他们知道这些事情主都已经告诉他们了。
Because these things the Lord has already told them.
所以他们心中已经有个预备了。
So they already have mental preparation for this.
所以他们不会觉得说这个事情是忽然是那么唐突，然后做了一些就会惊慌。
They wouldn't. So these things that happen to them, they will not feel that it's unexpected or sudden.
所以同样今天我们今天生活在地上。
So in the same vein, we are living on this earth today.
若是我们知道主说了一些话。
If we know the word of the Lord.
并且我们也知道主说哪些话哪些事情。
And we know exactly the things the Lord has said.
不管关系到今天我们所属的这个时代是怎样的时代。
Regardless of what type of generation we are living in now,
或是说世界末了将要发生的事情，
or what will happen in the end times,
或是末了末世的时候教会神的儿女属灵光景怎么样，
or what the condition of the church is in the end times,
这些事情主已经告诉我们了。
All these things the Lord has already told us ahead of
time, 并且都已经记载在圣经里面了。
It's recorded in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们要知道主到底说哪些事情，说哪些话。
So brothers and sisters, if you want to know what the Lord has said exactly about you,
我们就需要好好去读神的话。
We must study the Word of God.
若是我们好好去读神的话，我们知道主已经告诉我们许许多的事情，要发生的事情。
As we study the Word of God, we know that the Lord has already told us about so many things that will happen.
当真的事情发生临到的时候。
So when these things actually happen,
我们就不至于跌倒。
We will not stumble.
我们在属灵生活上就不会摇摆不定，受它影响。
We will not fray to and fro in our spiritual stance, in our spiritual.
所以，我们看见主神的话是何等的重要。
So that is why it's so important to study the Word of God.
所以这一句，我告诉你们这句话。
The Lord says, "These things I have spoken to you."
在十六章里面出现了十三次。
These things I spoke to you, this phrasing appears three times in
chapter 7.
It says, I have said these things to you. I have said these things to you.
我将真情告诉你们，好些事我告诉你。
I tell you these things. So the Lord says, I have said these things, I have told you, I have spoken to you.
主到底告诉我们哪些事情呢？
What has the Lord told us exactly?
刚刚提到说，主告诉我们，我们今天所处的世代是怎样的世代。
The Lord tells us first and foremost what type of generation we are living in.
若是我们去读神的话，我们就知道今天这个世代是怎么样的世代。
If we read God's word, we will know what type of generation today's
generation. 所以说这是个弯曲背谬的一个世代。
It's a crooked and perverse generation.
这是个黑暗的世代，这是世界的王撒旦掌权的一个世代。
It's a generation of darkness, ruled by Satan.
因为全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Because the world is under the dominion of evil one.
所以今天世界为什么充满许多罪恶？
So why is there so much sin in the world?
因为世界都落在恶者的手下。
Because the world is in the hands of evil one.
所以我们比较充足的话里面我们就有看见。
So through the word of God we can see.
我们不要期待这个世界会变得更好。
You see that we cannot expect the world will become better.
我们要期待明天会更好。
We cannot expect or hope that that tomorrow will be better.
就是物质的生活方面，的确好像生活是越来越好。
On the material side, it does seem that life is getting better and better.
因为知识的爆发，因为科技的发展。
Because of the development and spread of information and technology.
医学进步，各方面都一直在进步。
Their medical advancements all across.
因此，让人的生活物质方面好像是的确是越来越好。
And these advancements have improved greatly the standard of living.
但是我知道人的心从来没有变好过。
But we know that the heart of man has never changed.
人的心反而是越来越坏。
The hearts of man.Grow continually evil.
因为这实在是个黑暗以深的一个时刻。
Because it's a dark, and evil time.
这是一个撒旦更猖狂的一个时代。
It is a generation where Satan.
因为他知道他时候不多了。
This is a generation where Satan is everywhere because he knows that his time.
那我们今天走在这个时代，我们就知道这些发生在我们周遭的事情，我们就不会觉得惊讶，觉得怎么会这样子呢？
Do we know all this now so that we will not stumble or grow fearful when these things happen around us?
Because
the Lord has already told us about these things.
主在他的话里面也告诉我们，当末世世界末了时候要发生了哪些事情。
The Lord has also told us the things that will happen in the end times.
在马太福音24章那里主耶稣讲到许多在末世时候发生的事，在世界末了时候要发生的事情。
In Matthew, the Lord tells us certain things that will happen in the end times.
主说你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
So you must be vigilant, lest somebody deceive you.
因为假先知、假基督要出来。
Because false prophets, false Christs will arise.
他们要行神迹奇事。
And they will affect miracles.
所以当我们今天看见好像也有一些神迹奇事。
We now see in the world that there are some miracles and revelations.
我还不是讲那些在外邦异教当中所发生这些神迹奇事。
Not talking about the miracles and revelations that happen in the Gentile church.
是在好像被称为所谓神的百姓当中。
But the miracles and the revelations that happen within the church of God.
主耶稣也是明清楚告诉我们说，有假先知、假基督要出来行许多神迹奇事。
The Lord tells us that there are many false prophets and false Christs that will come out and perform miracles.
所以，若是我们知道主已经说了这些话
，We see that the Lord has already told us these things.
当我们看见在神的百姓身、神的教当中有这些事情发生， 说我们不要以为那些都是出乎神。
So let us be mindful and vigilant that not all miracles that happen in the world are from God.
有些是出于恶者撒旦魔鬼工作。
Some of these miracles are the work of the enemy, of the evil one, Satan.
我们就会分辨，我们就会不会受迷惑。
We must be discerning that we, so we are not misled.
所以讲到在末世末世世界末了的时候，有打仗的风声，有打仗，有地震，有饥荒。
The Lord tells us that in the end times, nation will rise against nation.
人那时候人要把你们陷在患难里面，杀害你们，你们要被万民所恨恶。
And they will deliver you to tribulation, will kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations.
必有许多人他们要跌倒。
We see many people will stumble.
所以我们看见主已经。告诉我们末世要发生了许多事情。
Lord has already told us what will happen in the end times.
所以当这些我们知道这些事情是在一直在一直在发生。
So we see these things happen over and over again.
你说地震、饥荒这些打仗，自古到今天一直在一直有的。
You see famines, earthquakes, and wars happen continuously today.
但是我看见那个厉害，那个强烈是越来越厉害的。
We see that their threat continues grows ever stronger.
Before 神儿女到处都有，从开始就有了。
And the persecution of God's children is everywhere.
今天继续在发生在神的百姓当中。
It happened in the past, and today it happens still amongst God's children.
也许我们在北美这个地方不会感受到这个情形。
Perhaps living here, we may not be able to feel that reality.
但是在共产国家，在一些中东那个地方，他们逼迫基础是非常狠的，非常厉害的。
But Christians who are living in communist countries in the Middle East suffer severe persecution.
不仅世界末了，主告诉我们许多要发生的事情。
The Lord has told us the things that will happen in the end.
他也告诉在末世的时候，教会神的儿女当中所要发生的事情。
He has told us what will happen amongst his children, the church in the end.
在提摩太后书第三章第四章，神借使徒保罗就告诉我们许多教会末世所要发生的事情。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verses 2 and 4, the Lord tells us what will happen amongst the children.
提摩太后书第三章来告诉我们说，那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，毁谤，狂妄。
For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, also arrogant revilers.
忘恩负义，违背父母。
Disobedient to parents, ungrateful.
不爱良善，卖主卖友，爱厌乐，不爱神。
Unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossip.
有一天，若是我们看见教会，地上的教会有这些事情发生的时候，
lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. When we see these things happen in the church.
或是我们处在那种环境的里面的时候，
or we find ourselves amidst that type of environment,
我们可能会很惊讶。
We may be surprised.
我们想说，教会怎么会有这种事情呢？
We may think to ourselves, how can these things be found in the church?
基督徒怎么会做这些事情呢？
How could Christians possibly be doing these things?
若是我们没有读到主已经事先把这件事都告诉我们。
If we forget that the Lord has already told us all these things in advance,
当我们遇到这样事情的时候，
and we encounter this situation,
很自然我们就对教会失去信心，我们就会灰心。
We'll very naturally lose our faith, our trust in the church.
我们信心就会做打击，我们会软弱。
Our faith will take a severe blow, and we will be weakened.
我们想说，若是今天我们是这样处在这样一个教会里面，那我还需要继续干嘛？
If we find ourselves meeting in a church with all these things happening, we might think to ourselves, what's the point of going to a church like this?
我还要服侍干嘛？
What's the point of serving?
因着这样环境是那么恶劣，我们就慢慢就退去。
Because of this wicked environment, we eventually withdraw.
但是若是我们事先知道主已经告诉我们这些事情了，
But if we know ahead of time, the Lord has already told us about these.
当这些事情发生的时候，我们就不会惊讶。
We'll not be surprised when these things come to pass.
反而我们会更觉得主的话是何等的真实。
On the contrary, the word of God will be further validated, further confirmed.
更确定的依靠相信他。
In our reliance on Him, our faith and trust in Him, further strengthened.
因为主话的确是应验了。
Because everything the Lord has said has come to pass.
主在那里说，时候到了，人必厌烦纯正的道理，因而不听真道。
The Lord says in 2 Timothy, the time will come when
人必厌烦纯正的道，因而不听真道。有没有声音？好，好，可以了，听到吗？
对，yeah. But the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
我想多一个讲道的人。
For someone who preaches.
当处在这样环境的时候。
When they find themselves in this type of environment.
人不愿听你听神的话。
Finding people who are not unwilling to listen to the word of God.
人也喜欢听那些似是而非的道理，那些不是圣经所记载的那些话。
You see that people are listening to specious doctrine, things that are not of God.
可能也会灰心。
This preacher will.
因为想说这样讲，人家都不听，那还讲做什么呢
？People will think doesn't matter how I preach or share, people will not listen.
可能也会随着潮流讲那些别人所喜欢听的话。
Or the preacher may even give in and start speaking on things that please the ears of people, so that he may gain the approval of the people.
因为这样反而受欢迎，这样反而更容易一点。
Because when people like what you're saying, it's easier.
但是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他已经事先把教会在末世要发生的事情也都告诉了我们。
Thank the Lord, He's already told us what will happen in the end times.
是，不管是今天世界上的情形，教会地上属灵光景的情形，主都已经告诉我们许多。
So whether it be the situation, the condition of the church, or the generation or the people, the Lord has already told us these things.
当这些事情发生的时候，
when these things happen,
我们就会仍然是站立得住。
We will be able to stand firm.
我们就不会受那些周遭所发生的事情、教会所发生的事情受了影响、受了打击。
We will not be affected, we will not be knocked down by what we see happening around us.
我们反而更确定的相信、依靠主自己。
But rather, we will be our faith in God, in the Lord, we further confirm. Because the Lord has already told us these things ahead of time.
那么主在也告诉我们，当我们活在这样的环境处境当中的时候，我们该如何来过生活。
Lord has also told us how we ought to act when we find ourselves living in such times.
因为主告诉我们说，我们要凭信心，不凭眼见。
Lord says we must walk by faith, not by sight.
我们是靠着恩典，不是靠着人的聪明智慧活在地上。
We walk by grace, not by the wisdom and knowledge of man.
主也告诉我们说，我们要谨慎，要预备自己。
We must be vigilant and prepare ourselves.
就是因为知道有些艰难的事情，艰难环境会临到。
We must be ready for the tribulation.The trying times that are about to happen.
所以我们会谨慎过我们生活，我们预备我们自己。
So we must be vigilant and make ourselves ready.
因为有一天，哎，因为想不到时候，人子他就来了。
Because, at a time we do not expect it, the Son of Man will return.
我们在会在求主保守我们，叫我们与这个世界有分别。
We pray that the Lord will keep us separated from.
所以这个无奈，我们是要在这个时代，我们需要更多读主的话，到底主告诉我们哪些事情
？So brothers and sisters, in these times, you must further study the word of God and what it tells us.
到底主说哪些话是我们今天所要需要知道
？What are the things the Lord has said in His word that we need to know today?
若是我们更多知道主所说的话
，If we know these things,
遇到这些事情的时候，我们就不至于跌倒。
We'll not stumble when these things come to pass.
底下主就讲到，当圣灵来的时候，他在他所要做工作是什么。
The Lord next tells us what the Holy Spirit, the work the Holy Spirit will do once he comes.
首先，当圣灵来的时候，他在世人当中，他所要做的工作是什么。
He tells us what the work of the Holy Spirit will be in people.
第八节说，他既来就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
In John 16 verse 8, it says, "When he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment."
这是圣灵在世人当中所要做的工作。
This is what the work of the Holy Spirit will be in the world.
为罪是因为他们不信我。
Concerning sin, because they do not believe in.
这个罪乃是一个单数的罪。
This sin, as you can see, is singular.
所以这个罪是指的不信的罪。
So the sin is the sin of unbelief.
当我们在那传福音做见证的时候，许多人也在那承认说，人非圣贤，谁能无过呢？
When we are evangelizing and testifying, we say that all men have sinned. Who hasn't sinned?
但他们却不相信耶稣，他们不认为不信耶稣是一个罪。
The people we speak to often do not think that unbelief is a sin.
他们反而认为说基督教里面实在是排斥别宗教的一个宗教。
They see Christians as being exclusive, dismissive of other religions.
基督徒虽然说都别人都是假的，都是偶像，你们信耶稣才是真的，是真神。
They accuse us of claiming that our God is the one true God, and that we accuse other religions of being fake.
他们也没有帮我接受。
They're unable to accept this premise. This,
为什么他们没办法接受呢？
Why can they not accept this?
因为世界的神弄瞎了人的心眼。
Because the God of this world has blinded the world, people of this world.
人里面的眼睛黑暗了，看不见自己的光景，看不见自己的本相。
The world has had their eyes darkened, cannot see.
所以当圣灵来的时候呢，首先就在人的心中做光照工作。
So when the Holy Spirit comes into the world, it will first shine light.
让人看见自己实在是个罪人。
Illumine ourselves and let us see that we are sinners.
看见自己实在是一个不幸的罪。
So the Holy Spirit will show us our sin of unbelief.
约翰福音第三章告诉我们说，神差他儿子来是要拯救世人。
And John chapter 3 tells us that the Lord sent his son to save the world.
不是要定世人的罪。
Not to judge the world for its sins.
而是要叫他们因信得救。
But to call them to do salvation through faith.
不信的人罪已经定了。
Those who have not believed are already judged.
因他们不信神独生儿子的名。
Because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候不是要定世人的罪。
So the Lord came to the earth not to judge the world for its sin.
因为人生在罪恶当中，人一出生的时候就是一个罪人。
Because at the point of birth, man is already in sin.
以后所行所事都显出一个不信的恶心在人里面。
All actions that proceed after that all flow from.
他来乃是要拯救世人。
But the Lord Jesus came to save the world.
叫信的人就不是定罪，反得永生。
So that all those who believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
因为罗马书也告诉我们说，人那不信的罪是无可推诿的。
So in Romans says that those who cannot, there's no excuse for those who do not believe.
罗马书第一章二十节上来告诉我，因自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
Says that from the beginning we have heard and seen with our eyes the word of life.
虽然是看不见，但是神因借着塑造自己显明神的神能和他神性。
Sorry, in Romans it tells us that from the beginning we can see the characteristics of the Creator.In the world, and through this we have evidence for believing.
所以诗篇十九篇作诗人也这样说，整个宇宙万物都在发出一种声音来。
So in Psalm chapter 19, it says the whole world is a testimony of the heavens declare the glory of God and the work of His hands.
说到有个创造神，他的荣耀，他的尊贵，他的威严。
It proclaims the work, the glory, and the majesty of God.
所以当圣灵来说，就让人光照人，让人看见自己的罪。
So when the Holy Spirit comes and shines His light on man and shows him that he is a sinner.
然后人在那里就会自己责备自己。
And then man there will see and repent.
为义，因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见。
Man will lament his sin. The Lord, sorry.
为义，因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
So for righteousness, concerning righteousness,
Roma 书第四章那里告诉我们说，耶稣被交给人是为我们过患，复活是为叫我们称义。
Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, who no longer see me, and He was given over, Lord was given over to us for our righteousness.
因着我们的罪过，主耶稣代替我们被钉在十字架上，成就神救赎的工作。
For our sins, the Lord Jesus handed over to bear our sins.
他复活升天是叫我们得以称义。
And He ascended on high.He resurrected for our righteousness.
因为只有他是义的。
Because He alone is righteous.
现在他还把这个义赐给那些相信主耶稣基督的人。
And now He gives righteousness to all those who believe in Him.
所以圣灵来说，不仅光照人，让人看见自己是一个罪人。
So when the Holy Spirit comes, not only reveals to man that they are sinners.
圣灵在光照人，让人看见自己。是一个不义的人，是没有义的人，是没有义在里面。
It also reveals to man that they are unrighteous.
他们就愿意来寻求这个义，也盼望得到这个义。
And then we are drawn to seek out and hope for righteousness.
并且圣灵来做的工作，就是要叫他们为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。
And lastly, concerning judgment, because of the ruler of this world has been judged.
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，一方面他是担当世人的罪。
When the Lord is on the cross, on one hand, He is taking on the sin of the world.
神公义的审判临到他身上。
And the righteous judgment of God has fallen on
him. 另一方面，主在十字架上，在那借着死败坏掌死权魔鬼。
On another aspect,The Lord on the cross has destroyed the one who held the power of death.
在那里审判这个世界的王魔鬼。
And has passed judgment on the rule of this world, the devil.
我们这些罪人不义的人就是属魔鬼。
All those who are unrighteous belong to the devil.
并且有一天，当一个人不相信主耶稣基督的时候，有一天神的审判还要再临到他身上。
And then those.Do not believe in God, and that day will receive judgment.
所以圣来光照人，看见将来有一个可怕的审判要临到。
So the Holy Spirit comes and reveals to man that there is terrifying judgment.
然后他们就愿意悔改认罪，因着相信主耶稣基督，他们就可以脱离将来那可怕的审判。
This causes man to repent of his sins, to believe, to escape them.
那就是圣灵在世人当中所要做的工作。
This is what the Holy Spirit
works within us today. So
the Holy Spirit works in those in the world, and the second part of His work is working those who have
believed.
Says that you may remember these things that I've spoken to you, you will call them to remembrance. You will call things to remembrance.
所以当圣灵来说进到我们这些相信的里面住在里面
When the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within us
他凡事要教导我们
will teach us all things
所以约翰老约翰在他的书信里面说从我们从主所受恩膏恩膏常住在你的里面
John tells us that we have received the anointing of his teaching
所以不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上的教训你们，这是真的，不是假的。
There is no need for anyone to teach you, but as there is no need to teach you about all things, it's true and it's not a lie.
你们要按恩膏教训住在主的里面。
Just as it has taught you, abide in Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们新约基督徒属灵生活的一个原则。
But then says this is the spiritual principle of the New Testament.
是圣灵住在我们里面，他成为那个恩膏，他凡事来教导我们，教训我们。
Holy Spirit dwells within us as an anointing and continues to teach us, guide us.
所以在罗马书第八章做希伯来书第八章那里也告诉我们。
We see in Hebrews chapter 8, it tells us this.
说神要和以色列立一个约。
The Lord we see here is establishing a covenant.
立一个新约。
A new covenant.
神要将律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。
It says that God will put His laws into their minds.
所以不用个人教导他的乡邻弟兄说你该认识主。
There will be no need for anybody to teach everyone to know the Lord.
因为从小到大的他们都必认识。
For all will know the Lord from the least to the greatest.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩得救以后，若是圣灵住在我们里面。
So brothers and sisters, when we are saved and the Spirit dwells within us.
只有主的圣灵在里面会亲自来教导我。
Only the Lord of the Spirit will teach us personally.
借着膏油来引领我们，让我们知道什么是出于主的，什么是主所要所喜悦的。
There is anointing that will teach us and guide us on what is from the God and what isn't.
所以一个人刚信主，即使他属灵生命非常幼嫩，但是他已经有那个本能可以来认识主。
Even a new believer at first will still have the spiritual instinct to tell what is from God and what isn't.
他有已经就有那个生命的感觉，他对特别对罪有生特别有罪的感觉。
The new believer will have this sensitivity to sin.
对主也有很深刻的一个感觉。刚蒙恩的时候
，new believer will have this sensitivity to God.
还没有信主之前，人像传福音的时候，我们常说，感受不到神的同在，感受不到有神。
Before we came to believe and we hear the word of God, we will say and respond, we can't feel God, we can't sense Him.
但是为什么信主以后，刚信主以后，他就感受到有主的同在呢？
But why is it for the new believer, they immediately are able to sense that God?
好像也不需要人告诉他主与你同在。
As if there was no need for anybody to tell this new believer that God is there.
圣灵住在他里面，他就感受到主与他同在。
But because of the indwelling of the Spirit,They know in the Spirit that God is there.
并且会叫我们想起主所说的话。
The Spirit will call us to remember all the things that.
所以有时候弟兄姊妹，我们有时候在那边思想，或是有时候像我们个人，有时候在那边预备一些话要交通的时候，好像有一些话忽然就浮现在我们心思里面。
So brothers and sisters, we're preparing to share when we're thinking about what to say. It's as if something is bringing to our remembrance God's word.
不是我们记忆好。
It's not because we have a good memory.
所以有时候也常听到弟兄姊妹这样说，我们记忆不好，读了就忘记。
I hear many brothers and sisters say, I have a really bad memory. I forget immediately the things I read.
的确，我们常常是这样啊，读一遍两遍，好像过一阵子，好像又忘，什么都没有读一样的感觉。
Especially that sometimes we read over and over again and we forget continuously. We do have that.
但是很奇妙，许多人都有同样经历，好像当我们有需要的时候，好像神话就跑出来了。
But at the same time, I've also heard many experiences where during a time of need, God's word somehow emerges in our mind.
原来是圣灵在那里把主曾经说过话让我们想起来了。
Know that all along, the Holy Spirit was calling us to remember His word.
感谢神，圣灵就是在我们身上做这样的工作。
Thank the Lord that this is the work the Holy Spirit is.
主说我还有好些事告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
But the Lord told the disciples, John, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
担当不了，这个和合本的中文圣经里面小字说不能领会。
Cannot bear can also be interpreted as cannot understand.
当主还在地上的时候，与他们同在。
So when the Spirit comes, He will be with them.
对门徒也说了许许多的话
and will say many things to them.
但是门徒却不能理会主所说的话意思。
I'm sorry. When Jesus was on the earth, he told many things to disciples. The disciples were not able to grasp everything.
因为他们仍然是在一个肉身的关系里面。
because the disciples were still living in the flesh. They were trying to understand Lord Jesus through the physical realm. So they could not understand or grasp, or receive the word that they were spoken to them by Jesus.
257首, 这首诗歌, 实在很容易形容, 描述, 当时门徒,
in the hymn 257 in our hymn book, really, it's the mark on describing this situation.
那一首诗歌说, 哦, 主耶稣, 当你在地, 他们与你同年, 呃, 多年同处, 但是他们对你, 自己, 是是不是, 是无不误。
O Jesus, Lord, when thou on earth accompanied thy faithful man, it seemed they knew, but they knew thee not, thyself they did not understand.
就是说他们多年和你相处在一起, 但他们对你的认识好像是, 相似, 但是好像又不相似, 好像明白, 又好像不明白。
In other words, when the Lord was with the disciples at the time, it seemed the disciples thought and felt that they knew Jesus, but at the same time, they did not know him, they did not understand.
他们起过你的肉身, 但你是谁, 是知不知?
When they heard you and walked with you, as if they knew you, but they didn't.
说不认识, 早已认识。
If you ask them, do they know the Lord? Yes, they don't know the Lord for a while. Of course, if they did not know the Lord, why would they follow him?
所以认识不清。
But the things that they did know, they did not know clearly.
我想这个就是活在一个肉身外面的一种关系。
But I think this knowledge, this knowing is that of the flesh.
所以当一个人活在外面, 以外面来认识主的时候, 就是诗歌所描述, 就是当时门徒的那个光景。
So when we first try to come to know the Lord, it's our condition is like the disciple.
他们离主好像非常近。
They seem to be very close to the Lord.
就像在至圣所跟圣所之间, 好像至圣所的站在至圣所外面, 前面, 至圣所离他们非常近。
It's as if we're standing right outside the Holy of Holies. We're right there, very close to it.
但是, 就看不见至圣所里面到底是怎么回事。
We are unable to see, understand what is going on in the Holy of Holies.
因为前面有一个幔子挡在那里。
There's a veil that is covering.
你说近吗?这些很近, 可能只有一尺,两尺距离而已。
If we speak about physical distance, perhaps we are only a couple of feet away from the Holy of Holies.
但是因着幔子搁在那里, 就不认识至圣所, 不认识神是谁。
Because of that veil, we're blocked from seeing the Holy of Holies, blocked from seeing and knowing who the Lord is.
这个就是当时犹太教的一个光景。
This was the condition of Judaism at the time.
所以在这里主说, 他们要将你们赶出会堂, 杀你们, 他们以为是侍奉神。
And they will, so the Lord warned the disciples that they will drive you out of your synagogue, think that these things they do as an offering service to God.
为什么他们在侍奉神, 却是在杀人呢?
Why do these people think that by killing them is a service to God?
这就是保罗得救之前的光景。
This is the condition of Paul before he met Jesus.
因为隔着幔子。
Because of the veil they cannot see.
因为是凭着外貌来认识基督。
Because they have become to know the Lord only by the external things.
结果他所带来的结果是非常一个可怕的结果。
So we see that the result is terrifying.
所以弟兄姊妹,若是一个人,若是我, 我们是凭着外面来认识主的话,
so brothers and sisters, if we only come to know the Lord through the outward thing,
不是在灵的里面真是认识主,
and not through the truth, the spirit of truth,
那所带出来结果也是非常危险的。
The results that will eventually come about
are very dangerous.
Oftentimes we think that we're serving God.
但是可能我们所做事情都要得罪神。
But it could be that the things that we think are serving God are We may not know.
所以当圣灵来到我们里面住在我们里面的时候，他不仅叫明白一些真理而已。
So when the Spirit indwells within us, He will not only help us to understand truth.
明白神的话真正的意义是什么？
What is the true purpose of helping us to understand the truth?
他更是要把我们带我们进到一切实际里面，真理的实际里面。
He will guide us into all the truth.
就经历神的话不是一个客观的。神的话是个主观的，在我们身上是一个实实在在一件事情。
And we know that we will come to experience the truth, the word of God as objective and real.
主对我们也是实实在在的。
The Lord to us is true and real to us.
正如约翰在他书信里面所告诉我们，好像是可以看得见的，是听得见，是摸得着，是可以接触的。
As John tells us, it seems as if it's something we can hear, something we can see, something we can touch.
是可以看得见的。
It is something that we can see.
这都不是外面的经历，这都是里面的经历。
When he says something we can see, it's not outward experience of that, but inward.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵来就是要做这样工作。
So brothers and sisters, this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
他要把我们带进一切真理的实际。
He will take us into all the truth.
主对我们来说不再是个客观的，主对我们来说是实实在在，是我们可以亲眼看见、亲耳听见、亲手摸过实在的一些、实在的一件事。
It will no longer be a subjective experience, but it will be a real and true experience to us, Jesus Christ.
所以里面属灵的看见是一个非常重要的事情。
So, the spiritual revelation, this awareness is very important.
这个就是使徒保罗在以弗所书第一章里面的祷告。
This is a prayer in Ephesians.
他在那里祷告，求主耶稣基督的神荣耀父将那智慧启示的灵赐给他们，赐给我们。
Pray that the spirit of truth and revelation may be given to them.
使我们真知道他。
That we may come to true knowledge of him.
这个知道是个真实的知道，这个知道是个里面的知道。
This is a true knowledge of Him, a true internal, inward knowledge.
照明我们心中眼睛，叫我们知道所蒙的恩召是有何等之光。
So that the eyes of our heart will see that how glorious this is, how wonderful this is.
感谢神，圣灵就是在我身上做这样的荣耀工作。
Thank the Lord that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这样看见不是外面的人鼓励催促。
Outward encouragement.
这样看见是里面的一个催促，是里面的一个激励。
It is an inward encouragement, an inward compelling.
是里面一种吸引。
Isn't it attraction?
所以弟兄姊妹，若是圣灵像开启我们里面的眼睛的时候
，So when the Holy Spirit opens the eyes of our heart,
追求主、服侍主，那是很自然的事情。
Our pursuit of the Lord becomes a very natural thing.
若是没有这样看见人在怎么鼓励我们，怎么样推动我们，我想到这是非常有限的。
My estimation, the amount of encouragement that man can do for us is limited.
那一种服事追求是维持不了多久。
It's hard to say how long we can keep up serving on.
所以当有一天你显现人在我们里面的时候。
But it is until that day when Lord Jesus is revealed within ourselves.
不需要人外面的鼓励催促，里面就有一股力量自动的会来追求主。
We will no longer need to rely on motivation encouragement from people, but we will have this inward motivation, this inward encouragement.
也圣灵来，他说，主要是说要将授予他的告诉我。
And it says that the Holy Spirit will tell us all things.
这种看见圣灵在地上所做工作，都不是他自己说了要说的话。
So the Holy Spirit tells us what he has heard.
就是要把主要向人所说的话，他来传给我们，传递给我们。
They're not the words of the Spirit himself, but all the words of God that God wants to.
把主的心意呢启示在里面。
And the Spirit will disclose the will of God in our hearts.
也让我们明白主的心意是什么。
And will help us understand what the purpose of God.
因为圣灵的工作就是要把我们带到主的面前来。
The work of the Spirit is to bring us.
当人里面眼睛被打开，认识主，看见主的时候，自然而然就会更多爱慕主自己。
So that He may open the eyes of our heart, that we can behold the Lord, we naturally love the Lord Himself.
就会更多把感谢赞美归给主。
We will praise Him evermore.
所以他说，圣灵来是要荣耀我。
So that's why the Lord Jesus says, Spirit comes.
所以看圣灵的工作都是隐藏，都是在背后。
So we see that this work of the Spirit is hidden in the background.
他所做的事情都不是要高举他自己。
The work of the Spirit is not to elevate himself.
他所做的事情就是叫人更多认识主，也高举主，更多荣耀主。
The work of the Spirit is to help, is to elevate, is to raise up the Lord.
圣灵所显出来的工作也是这样的目的，就是要荣耀主。
One of the purposes of the Holy Spirit is to glorify God.
我们看见在使徒行传，当圣灵降下在住在那些门徒们心中以后。
So we see in Acts when the Holy Spirit descends, dwells within the hearts of the disciples.
不管他们是被圣灵充满，说方言，行神迹奇事，叫人相信主的话。
Whether they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they were speaking tongues or performing miracles.
唯一的目的就是要荣耀主。
Purpose of all those things.
他们在那说方言的时候，那是说到神的作为。
When they speak in tongues, they were speaking of the works of God.
他们在那传福音叫人相信主的时候，那是在那里看见主的都是人为救。
They're preaching and preaching the Lord as Savior.
圣灵借这些使徒所做，就是让他们看见主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Holy Spirit is testifying to them the Lord has risen already.
一直都在见证主自己。
All this is testified the Lord Jesus.
都没有叫人去注意圣灵是怎样。
There was no impetus calling people to focus on what the Spirit is.
圣灵给我们怎么样经历
？Or how to experience the Spirit.
完全在那里都是见证主，他是谁。
The entire focus of the Spirit is on Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就很清楚，圣灵来的工作目的就是为了荣耀主。
Brothers and sisters, it's clear. Purpose, mission of the Spirit is to reveal Jesus.
他不是要显扬自己。
He's not there to reveal himself.
但是我们看见今天地上有些神的儿女们，他们这样所做的，好像就要特别。高举圣灵，显扬圣灵。
We see here on the earth many believers are trying to lift up and elevate the Spirit.
叫人来更多追求所谓一些圣灵的经历。
And are encouraging people to pursue spiritual experiences, experiencing the Spirit.
目的完全错误了。
But their priorities are mixed up.
主耶稣很清楚说，他来就是要见证我。
Because Lord Jesus Himself said, "The Spirit comes to testify."
他来一切所做都是为了荣耀我。
All the things the Spirit does is to glorify Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天同样看见，今天圣灵在我们当中做工，唯一的目的就是叫主得荣耀。
And even today, the Spirit works within us to glorify the Lord.
我们诗本427首那个 A.D. Simpson 所写诗也是非常宝贵一首诗。
Hymn 427 by D.B. Simpson is also a very precious hymn. Jesus only is our method.
我的信心是耶稣。
Jesus, all our things shall be.
我所歌赋的也是耶稣。我所称颂歌颂也是耶稣。
All that I sing is Jesus. Jesus is all in all we sing.
他是生命救赎，他是大夫，他是君王。
He's the Savior, Sanctifier, He's the King.
你 看做诗的人所有的题目内容信息赞美的对象都是耶稣，都是神的儿子主耶稣。
You see that the topic and theme that is in this hymn is all about Jesus, Jesus.
因为这就是圣灵所要做的工作。
That this is the work that the Holy Spirit wants to accomplish.
叫神的儿女因着圣灵的感动，因着圣灵住在人里面。
Through the moving of the Holy Spirit among
因着认识主是宝贝的主的时候，人就高举主自己，荣耀主自己。
That may be unknown, the preciousness of the Lord that we may lift up.
感谢神，我们从约翰福音里面几处耶稣讲到圣灵的事情，我们就很清楚知道。
Thank God that through Gospel John, we are now very clear on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来不仅要住在我们里面，永远与我们同在。
Holy Spirit will not only dwell within us forever.
圣灵来就是要为主做见证。
Spirit will also there to testify.
圣灵来就是要荣耀主。
There, Spirit is there to glorify the Lord.
今天教会在地上的工作也是，这是唯一的目标。
And this mission of the Spirit remains the same today.
唯独耶稣，唯独基督，一切都是基督。
Only Jesus forever.
因为他是一切的中心，是神儿女一切的中心。
Because he's the center of everything, the center of children.
但圣灵把神的话再次说在我们心里面。
The Holy Spirit once again speak His word into our hearts.
我讲在生活形式服事上，我们看见唯独耶稣是一切。
So that in our life, in our service, we will know that Jesus is everything.
因为他为我们成就奇妙救恩。
Because He has achieved this wonderful salvation.
他配得人一切赞美敬拜。
He is worthy of all praise and worship.
我想这是我们今天在地上生活的目标。
I believe this is the purpose of our life on earth.
望求圣灵真是开启我们里面的眼睛。
And the Holy Spirit open the eyes of our hearts.
我将对主有更多的认识，更明白他心意。
So that we may be able to understand more fully God's heart.
我们就能知道我们在地上唯一的目的。唯一生活目标乃是荣耀主自己，见证主。
So we may know that the purpose of our life on earth is to glorify.
在神的教会当中，唯独耶稣是一切。
In God's church, Jesus alone is worthy of it.
我们所传的，我们就是传耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
What we preach is Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
除此之外，没有什么可传的。
Apart from this, there's nothing.
我们的题目，我们的信息，一切都是耶稣。
Our theme, our message, all of it is Jesus alone.
感谢主，讲到这里，请弟兄党做结束祷告。
I'll conclude here. My heavenly brother, give the concluding prayer. Let's have a word of prayer.
那我们有边祷告。
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for answering the prayer of your Son.
天父，我们感谢你，为着你答应你儿子的祷告。
You sent to us the Helper who will abide with us always.
你赐下圣灵，能够与我们一直同住。
We ask that you would continue to have your Spirit lead us into all the truth.
我们祷告，愿圣灵能够带领我们进入一切的真理。
So that every part of our life is aligned with your will.
我们生活的每一方面都能够与圣灵够合一。
So that we would all as a church be a vessel that is for your satisfaction.
我们作为教会能够成为你自己的器皿，能够使你得着满意。
And so we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
So for the following 25 to 30 minutes, we will have time for prayer.